to Tango Mobile.
Beware, Rusty's on the road. And so's in 0TR.
Doubly aware with both of us on the road.
Hey. Well, we're headed down to your unfavorite spot, Aldi's, and then over to Walmart's, I think, get some cough drops. And, I don't know, anything else over there, Mom? A couple of other things. Whoa. God, these people today, I had one right there where we turned on to 101, and he gave a turn signal, and he slowed down and almost stopped, and I started to pull out, and this idiot stomped the gas and went right squarely in front of me. And it was at a spot where there was cars coming from my right, but they were quite a ways up. But with him turning, I had plenty of time. And then he changed his mind. And that's the way I got hit about 15 years ago up in Joplin, Missouri. This little old lady decided that she'd give a turn signal way back like she's turning into Staples. And she wasn't. She was going on up to the highway and turned. And so I went ahead and pulled on out. Don't trust those turn signals.
Well, signal coming, Tom, towards where I intersection where I'm sitting. And they're showing a turn signal. They're going to turn to go down the road I'm up. And I will make sure they're in the middle of that turn before I will even pull out. So it's like I said, I had someone honk their horn at me earlier when I went to the grocery store. I had pulled up to an intersection where there was a traffic light, and I had my right turn signal on, and there was this car coming down the road at us, and they had their right turn signal on, and I sat there and waited till that vehicle started making its turn before I pulled out, because I do not trust people signaling that far ahead. So I watched them. Anyway, I'm going to go get both of my hairs, one on either side of the head, trims before I go to rehearsal Monday, church Monday, Sunday. So, gotta look pretty for that, Tom.
I'd recommend maybe my maxi facial surgery down here.
I just have something smart to say.
Yeah, Bernice gonna laugh about that. He never done me any good, so I doubt if he'd do you any good, Rusty. Oh, I see all these movie stars, and they look like they have their faces pasted together from getting that done. I don't get it. It's part of life.
But it is. You get so much of that stuff done that as you get older, you actually start looking uglier because all of that surgery on your face and everything, at a certain point of age, that stuff starts stretching and pulling, and there ain't a thing they can do to make you look better. So, you know, it's, I haven't ever figured out why people, men and women both, have all that done so they'll look pretty or look whatever, but, you know, they got the money to waste. Let them go ahead and do it.
Well, I had a friend that had that done, and a good friend, and but his was because of the bagginess around his eyes and then, and that made sense. But boy, I'm telling you, Rusty, after the surgery, he sent me a picture, and that didn't look like any fun at all. But it was affecting his vision, I'm sure, the baggy eyes and that, and I'm sure it ain't cheap either. But at any rate, it's not for me. I hate surgeries, but leastwise you get a good sleep for nothing.
My facial surgery I can see that needs to be done is if, one, you've got a broken nose and it needs to be. Two, you've been in a wreck and had a lot of facial damage done, and it needs to be fixed so that you can, you know, at least eat and breathe and things like that. But just to, because you don't like the way you look, cosmetic thing, don't intend to go with it, you know, I've been around on this earth about 77 years, and, you know, and if they don't like the way I look, look somewhere else. That's the way I think about it.
Gerald T.R., yeah, that makes two of us. Besides that, we can't afford it. shoot. Well, we're passing the Spink Station. We're down in Taylor's now, Rusty. Oh, probably a couple, 2 or 3 miles from where we're going. Well, there goes the Lane Dodger and wide open, dodging in between the lanes and trying to go faster. And we'll meet him up at the next stoplight, I'm sure. Well, I think we're going to go out and clean out the water chambers for the chickens after we get back, and then maybe work on some leaves out there. And that's about the highlight of the day so far.
About here to where I'm going to be, which is the place I get my hair cut. And, of course, my appointment's not until 12:30. But usually if I get there early and she's done, or the person ahead of me, she'll take me in and go ahead and get mine done and get it out of the way. Then she can take a lunch break. And you and Bernice, be careful out there motoring around on that wild road out there, because that's what that is out that way. So anyway, we'll talk to you later. N0TR, W2T, 73s for now, Tom.
We're just coming over the big hill here by Texas Roadhouse, so we're just a couple of blocks from pulling in here. I wonder when KB4CBA will be back on. I haven't heard him in a little while. I know he's QSY for a bit, but I miss talking to him, too. Take care, Rusty. W2T and 0GR 73.